Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Make a difference. Are we ready? Are we ready? Yes, we're ready. It's August 22nd. Yes, it is. Imagine that. How many weeks? We've already had four. This is the fourth week of August. Long month there, Jay Bird.
It's going to be Labor Day before we know it.
I know. 10 days until the end of the month. Labor Day is 2 weeks from today, I think. Yeah? Is it? Yeah. 2 weeks from today. Unga bunga. Here we go, flying into the fall weather and situational circumstances as there's another primary this week, right? Primary in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And our primary in Massachusetts is September 8th. It'd be interesting to see how all of that shakes out. There are some decent candidates, not some great candidates. There isn't great. Look around, there are no great leaders. No great, exciting, inspiring people. This is something that's a familiar thread for conversation here on the Good Day program, because we're looking for somebody. But maybe we ought not to be looking for anybody. Maybe we ought to look within ourselves to find leadership, right? Think about the things that make you do or that influence you in your life. Are they some politicians, thoughts, wishes, deeds? Or are they your spouses? Are they your children's? Are they your bosses? Are they people that you work with, people who are your friends? Who most influences you? Think about that for a second as we look at all of the people who are, you know, yakking about whether Ron DeSantis wins the primary in Florida, or whether Trump wins, or whether Liz Cheney wins. Why do we hang our hats on these people? Is it just conversation, really and truly? How much do they affect your lives, really? Think about that for a second. Those of you who get all worked up about the things that are going on, the people who listen to the radio every day, whether it's at home or in your car or at work, and you listen to hear what's going on with your favorite politician, or what's the surveillance video showing, what's the action in the news, you know, that kind of stuff. Okay, it's interesting. Sometimes it's true. Sometimes what you hear is not. There's a lot of consumption of information. That's for sure. That's our stock and trade here. That's what we build this program on, is information. And your interest in consuming the news, the info that we put out there, some of it is based on what we hear as well. Some of it's on what we read as well. Some of our own thoughts. But the continuing, I was listening to a radio station, more news in 30 minutes. Like, it's the same old news. It's the same stuff that was on yesterday, the same stuff that was on the day before. It's the same stuff. Now you can say, well,
or different updates, or somebody else has something to say about a previous story.
Yeah, right. I didn't. The ad that was running for Liz Cheney from her father, you've never heard me say much good. Actually, probably never heard me say anything good about Dick Cheney, because I don't think there's much there that is good. Although I did remember talking about his support for his other daughter who's gay, and how that seemed not to fit in with the rest of the stuff that was in his wheelhouse. But the ad that was running to support Liz that didn't work about Donald Trump. See, this wasn't about Liz. And that's why I think it failed. It's not about Liz. Liz wasn't about Liz. Liz was about Trump. And everything becomes about Trump. He says in the ad, he tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He's a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it. He knows it. And deep down, I think most Republicans know it. Now, here's a guy who is considered a mainstay of the Republican Party, who used the process when he was He was asked by George Bush to find a vice president so that George Bush would have a good running mate. And at the end of the day, Dick Cheney said, you know what, George? I'm your guy. I'm the most qualified. I'm the most fabulous person out there. It's all politics, folks. At the end of the day, it isn't going to make or break your life. You can say, oh, yeah, if we don't have Trump, the country's going to hell. There are a lot of people who can make a good case with or without Trump, the country's going to hell.
But I don't have it. So points out that this continued conversation still revolve around Donald Trump.
Yeah, right. Here I am. I'm talking about this stuff. The Tuesday primary in Florida, Democrats there are pretty angry because of Ron DeSantis and the impact that he's having and some of the things that he's saying, and they don't like this and they don't like that. What is there about what he's saying or doing that's different? Why is it more offensive this weekend than it was last weekend? The Democrats said, we don't want DeSantis to just walk into the White House. Yeah? Who do you want to see walk into the White House? The fellow who's there now, who's walked in and hasn't done much? Here I am. See, there's a T-shirt. Did you see this? There's a T-shirt that is circulating around, and it's mostly about the T-shirt has a reflection on Republicans. I'm not even going to read it, but anyway,
I'm curious now.
Well, the whole business. That the Democrats say the Republicans have appointed conservative judges. They've redirected money from public schools. They're governing in a way that that strikes us as him being an authoritarian. And that DeSantis in general is a polarizing persona that's sucking up all of the state's political oxygen. And then the culture war, the business about it being too offensive, the things that he's done. How's that going to get your votes? I don't get that either. Anyway, so this is what, by the way, just for the heck of it, Ron DeSantis and others who have used their political realities as stepping stones. I remember here in Massachusetts, any number of people who have used their positions, most recently our female senator, who was trying to be president and was a terrible candidate. She's a terrible senator. She just doesn't speak she's there for her. And the thing that really, I'm going to summarize this conversation in sort of a few words. This is a representative form of government. It is not a democracy. It's a representative form of government. The people that we're talking about with the seemingly incessant focus are there to represent you. But yet, so many people focus on the politician as the means to an end. The politician shouldn't, in my mind, if I were a congressman, if I were president, whoever, if I were a senator, I'd take a poll every day, every single day. What's on the minds of my constituents? Here are the issues. There are three or four issues, kind of like what we do on social media here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Just put it on Facebook and Instagram. You don't have to even do a formal poll. Just do it on social media. What's today's most important issue? Facebook and Instagram, Good Day Radio Show. It's and Twitter at, what is it, Good Day on Air.
Good Day on Air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do I give any more time to this? No. I don't want to, really. Do you want me to give any more time to this, Jay?
Or I think we covered it pretty well.
Okay.
But, yeah. It really does seem like it depends on the day what the most important issue is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always one specific issue that seems to take all of the oxygen out of the room.
Yeah.
Until the next week.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Crist and Nikki Fried. Is that how we pronounce her name? You could be Fried, but I think it's Fried.
I think it's Fried, yep.
Fried. Fried got fried. She's going to get fried in the polls Tuesday, I think, perhaps.
We'll find out Wednesday.
But are they running against each other? Are they running against DeSantis? It's a Democratic primary. The Republican Party
they'll be running against each other to see who's taking on DeSantis in November.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah.
And then and who
they'll both lose. They'll both, yeah.
Oklahoma as well.
Mm-hmm.
This week's for the primary.
Correctamundo, 16 after the hour. Here's something that's pretty lively. As a matter of fact, listen to this. You ready for this? You'll hear what I'm doing. Lively is a hearing aid. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Those of you who have a hearing aid or you've tried out hearing aid technology and you don't like it, I bought some hearing aids for a friend of mine, and he could hear, but he heard all the ancillary noise, the cars going by. He heard all of that more loudly in his ear. There are all kinds of crazy hearing aids that are around. The idea is to have something that's affordable and convenient and, works. Your hearing aids are set right to your door. If you're going to get Lively, they'll get them right to your door. And if you have any issues, they'll make adjustments 7 days a week for the next 3 years. No charge whatsoever. So all the folks at Lively, wonderful, happy to work with you. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care. Wow. Free. Plus a 3-year warranty that covers loss, damage. You can't lose on this. You'll hear better than ever. And right now through Labor Day, you get $300 off all your rechargeable hearing aid models. So go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively, listenlively, listenlively.com. And you get free shipping, as I said, free 3-year warranty, covers loss and damage, all this using Bluetooth technology. ListenLively.com. Okay, you got it? Everybody's got it, right? ListenLively.com. This sounds like a cool thing. I want to get these for my friend.
It does.
Especially because he's worried about losing them. Okay, you lose them, you get a new pair. Nothing wrong with that. 18 past the hour. This is the Doug Stanford Good Day Monday program.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cups sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
I thought learning a language would be too much work, but Babbel makes learning fun. J'aime Babbel.
Babbel's lessons only take 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks you can actually speak another language. Es como magia.
Babbel isn't robots talking. You learn words and phrases from real native speakers. I was ready for real-life conversations in just a few weeks. So easy.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Manganese is absolutely required by all living cells as an enzyme activator. And without sufficient manganese, tendons and ligaments lose their integrity and relax. And it permits bone malpositions, a joint malfunction. In chickens, when they began to discover this, there was a disease known as porosis. And it's a disease in poultry that's marked by deformity of the legs.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's happening, baby? What's happening? Happening. What's happening? It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Show with Jay Kirshner. These are the moments that we look forward to because they're about nothing. Right? This is, remember, was it Jerry Seinfeld, the show about nothing?
Yeah,
wasn't that?
Yes,
I remember. Right? Okay, so let's make this a radio show.
Would we be talking about certain things if the person wasn't a celebrity?
Maybe not. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Celebrity gossip. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? We always have lots of bits and pieces. People are in the focus, what they're doing, people whose names we know, et cetera, et cetera. Should we keep it or should we not? That was a question we have put to our listeners, and some of them have responded very strongly. And we'll have those comments for you right after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
So what's going on here with our listeners? Always important to have that. And I promised that phone line, which sooner or later we'll actually get to work. But for now, you have our attention on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter at Good Day on there. All right. So what are some of the folks saying about our question? Shall we have more celebrity gossip? Do we have enough, or should we just dump it?
Possibly we have more than enough, according to what a lot of people are saying. Lynn Gisler Conklin says leave it when it comes to celebrity gossip. Keep it or leave it. She says leave it. I want more health topics, preventative and innovative care, and solutions to standard medicines. Also travel, even here in the United States, what are the popular sites and vacation locations, and include the federal and state parks.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
A little bit of like personal interest piece kind of
thing. Yeah, well, that's this is good because it helps me to meter and you to meter some of the things that we can talk about. We always like individual suggestion. What are we doing more of, less of? All right, go ahead. Who else?
Krista Ann says, I definitely would rather hear about big news topics around the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Stewart chimes in, I despise Holly Weird. And personally,
Holly Weird.
Lori Ann says, I hate it, but I'm also right there on Britney's Instagram taking it all in.
I think that's where people, I actually think that's where people are. I don't pay any attention to that. And then it comes up on the screen. Oh, what's that about?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
A lot of the celebrity gossip, we only care if it's a specific celebrity about whom we care. And not everybody cares about the same ones. Carrie Morgan says, gossip, I'll leave it. I do enjoy listening to celebrities tell stories like behind-the-scenes stuff or funny things, non-political shenanigans. That's pretty entertaining.
All right. Well, thank you for the input. It'll be weighed carefully. 28 after the hour. The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air, which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now, using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200, please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-870-4686. That's 800-870-4686. 800-870-4686.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration will announce in the next week or so a decision on student loan payments, which have been on pause since March of 2020. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona on NBC News points out the teacher shortfalls in America.
And yes, we are dealing with a shortage issue, but some of the long-term solutions that we must focus on are creating grow-your-own programs. We need to tap the shoulders of our high school students, of our paraeducators who are dedicated in our schools already, and give them a pathway to higher education.
A 92-foot asteroid moving at 65,000 miles per hour will be so close to Earth, NASA officials are calling it potentially hazardous. It will pass by, hopefully, in roughly 40 minutes from now. It's called Asteroid 2020 QW3. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As the teacher shortage in America grows, Maryland schools receive $4 billion in federal money to correct the teacher shortage in the free state. Still, uncertified teachers are being hired in droves. Maryland parents George and Michelle Sullivan on Fox News overnight.
So it was just a mixture of things, just everything going on in the nation. Just my wife and I just saw the decline of the school system, and it wasn't even just a public school system. It was a private school system that was even scarier, that it was all over. It was overflowing into that. So we just made the decision to pull the kids and to quit her job and to just rely on our small business as our single source of income to survive.
You know, I think that it was placed on our heart to do this. You know, I feel like we had to give our children an environment that they could not have to wear masks all day, to where we had the freedom to choose which curriculum that they were going to be using. We've been able to fill in that gap that they lost during the COVID pandemic. It really has hurt children.
An appeals court put on hold U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham's scheduled testimony for Tuesday before a grand jury in Georgia's election probe. The case is returning to a lower court for another look. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
As a mother, a proud mom of her daughter, graduated with her Doctor of Psychology degree a couple of weeks ago. To celebrate her accomplishments, Kendra Busby of Camden, New Jersey, decided to rent a digital billboard to publicly recognize and honor her daughter, Dr. Christine Smalls.
A.K.A. Okay. Dr. Smiles.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm getting my podcast by listening to gooddayshow.com. Yes, 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 34 after the hour. Good day. It's Monday, August 22nd. Covering, let's see what we've got. Let's go to Russia, shall we? To Russia with love. First of all, the good news is Dennis Rodman is going to save the day. You ready? Going over to free Brittany Griner. He says he's going, well, he have to go through North Korea to see Kim Jong Fatty. Maybe he can get his help.
Is he like the dictator whisperer? Can he,
is he
be able to just go step up to Putin's door and be like, hey, can we please just have Brittany Griner back?
Uh-huh.
Do us a solid. Be a homie, yep. Man.
So he's an ex-NBAer, as we know. He said this weekend he's planning on going off this week. He got permission to go to Russia to help the girl out. That, I think, are the those are the words. Now, is he serious? He's done this sort of thing before. He visited North Korea, as I'm suggesting. He's got a good relationship with Kim Jong-un. Un, as that, I just call him Kim Jong Fatty. He's insisted his connections in North Korea have helped U.S. diplomatic efforts over there, keeping them from destroying us, because we all know North Korea would be a real threat, and Dennis is saving the day.
All heroes wear capes.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, if he does and he gets her out, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
He's been, I think he's met Putin, says he's familiar with him. He knows Russian.
Friendly.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But also, he says that he got permission to head over there. So
he doesn't really need it, though, right?
Permission, because you don't need permission.
Right, exactly. Get on a plane.
Americans don't go to Russia.
Right.
But
all the flights to Russia, to Moscow, have been shut. There are no American flights to Moscow. No airline is flying from America to Russia. But you can go on Lufthansa. You can go. I don't think British Airways has. I think.
Else.
Yeah, right. There's ways of getting in there if you want to get in there. At any rate. So I'm not sure that I'd want to go there. Even if it wasn't the situation. I've been there once and that was enough for me. Thanks. I have no desire to go back again. All right. Long as we're focusing on Russia, the daughter of Alexander Dugin has been killed by a car bomb. This is an interesting reality.
Mm-hmm.
He was the former state deputy. He is probably known best for all the Russian propaganda, right? Russia's, he's thought of as Putin's brain. And the girl was in her father's car. So the bomb was aimed for him.
That's what they're thinking, that it was supposed to be a hit on him. He was not in the car. His 29-year-old daughter was. And originally, they were thinking it was somebody with Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, Russia was saying everything of Kyiv must fall now. And then it was the NRA, a National Republic Army, an anti-Russia group, who had claimed ownership to this.
Mm-hmm. So, it was a Toyota Land Cruiser. Do those blow up more easily than others? I guess if you put a car bomb, it's going to blow up.
I feel like any car bomb is going to blow up the car.
Right. So Dugin was on the sanctions list against persons guilty of aggression against Ukraine. So do you think the Ukrainians are somehow or other moving around? It's possible. They could be over there, some operatives from Ukraine, to blow up as many people as they can who are pro-Putin. That could happen, yeah.
It could. It seems like the way the news media is putting it is more so that they're just trying to defend rather than be on the offensive. But for this specific thing, the NRA claimed ownership.
Yeah.
Not our NRA, a different.
No, I was going to say the National Rifle Association is not over there doing what comes naturally. Speaking of wild and woolly, here there was an arrest in Mexico. Former attorney general was arrested in relation to a massacre of college students in 2014. This is kind of weird when you get down to brass tacks, right? In September of 2014, 43 young men from a teacher's college were abducted while they were traveling into Mexico City to protest an education bill. And they all were killed. Only three bodies were found. So this kind of underscores how far up the influence is of the drug cartels in Mexico, because that's really what this was all about. You know, you'd say, whatever it is, the cartels run everything. So if you look at the numbers, the government itself in Mexico says over 100,000 people have gone missing in Mexico in the last, 15 years since the president at that time declared a war on drugs and drug kingpins. And so this is the excuse, and I don't know, maybe, I guess this is worth talking about for a minute or two. This is the excuse that some of our politicians, bureaucrats, operatives, the president, this is the reason we want to help the people who are coming up from Mexico on our borders, because of all of the dangers that relate to living in Mexico.
I think it'll
stretch. Mm-hmm. But the problem with that thinking is that there is the people that are coming into our country are not All Mexicans, as a matter of fact, 50, 40, 50, 60%, depending on the stats that you look at, are people that have come from Central America and walked, driven, taken buses, trains, whatever it is, to get to the Mexican border to come across to America. So it's a weak argument. It's not a horrible. I mean, I don't know how you gauge any of these things, frankly, but it's not, no matter what, it's not a great reality, no matter what. So that's that story. Okay, lots of heat news after the weekend. Lots and lots of heat news. For those of you who care at all about what's going on in China, it's boiling there. Boiling. The longest continuous stretch of high temperatures since the country began recording data in 1961. You know, our data here in our country goes back to 1881. 240 cities go back to China have seen temperatures go over 104 degrees. That's pretty damn hot.
Yeah.
It's a big country, right?
That's
80% of the country relies on hydropower, and the water in the lakes and rivers going way down. Residents have been asked to keep air conditioners off and not use a lot of water. This is supposedly, this is interesting, they say they have only been keeping data since 1961, but there's another stat that I see here that shows that receding water levels are the worst they have been in 600 years because a lot of the Buddhist statues are more exposed than they used to be. I thought that was kind of interesting. So remember we started talking about this last week? China has now gone into a cloud seeding program to attempt to induce rain. But it's met with resistance. I give it to the Chinese people. They're becoming much more conscious, it would seem, if you can believe, you know, whatever it is that's coming out of China, the fact that the program is not popular with people because they're worried about acid rain or whatever it is that takes. Is it, which is better? I guess that's a question you could ask of anybody, because we certainly have had... Look at what's going on. Did you see the story about the UPS drivers who are vomiting, you know, driving around in those big box vans?
And it's just the heat is absolutely absurd. And when you think about this, too, when we talk about these high temperatures, temperature, an accurate temperature, is taken in the shade. So
yeah,
whenever you're actually in the sun, it's significantly hotter.
Right. Yeah.
And so imagine, they don't get many breaks. There's not a lot of time to stop somewhere and get more water, refill, or...
Mm-hmm. A lot of wild weather and the number of lightning storms, thunderstorms. You're getting it, James, down in Dallas, I know. We're getting thunderstorms. Actually, it's raining here quite hard right now. It's supposed to rain all day long. And I just say thank you, because everything. My pastures, I did a tour around the farm this weekend with some folks. And as I drive around, and I say this to the people who are there, they want to know how the animals are eating. What do they have to eat? Because there's no pasture anymore. Everything's dried up. It's all brown. No, nothing's growing. So what we're doing is chopping corn to feed to the animals and using baleage from the fields. And we're going to have a tough time this winter trying to find feed, because the feed that we're feeding them now would normally be the feed that we'd use in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, very. So with all of this stuff, there was a water. Good, Doug. It wasn't a water. It was a lotta. A lotta. This weekend in Florida, there's all kinds of stuff going on in Florida this weekend. I think this may be more important than what we were talking about in the last half hour. This woman died after she was struck by lightning. Heavy, heavy storm. She was waiting to pick up her child. This is in Winter Springs. Police department said, quote, we received reports of multiple people that were struck by lightning, noting that they responded, the police responded with their county fire rescue team, and one of the resultants was this mother and her child transported to hospitals.
Yeah.
The mother died.
While waiting at a stop for another child to get home from school. And apparently there was also a dog involved. But the condition of the pet remains unknown. Everybody else who was part of this and struck by lightning, they ended up being okay. But, just absolutely horrific. And it seems like there's been a lot of, there's been a lot of lightning strike stories recently, shark attack stories, alligator bites.
Yep, lots of that. Well, the weather has brought out, I guess, the worst on us in a manner of speaking. All right, let me help you with something. Last night I cooked fish. I do this from time to time because I like fish. I don't eat a lot of fish. Yeah, it is. I eat like cod or something, white fish. But unfortunately, I burned. I got home from the farm about 9:30, and I was feeding Daisy, and I got distracted looking at some mail and stuff, and so the fish burned in the pan. I was cooking some veggies with it as well. So now, downstairs in the kitchen, it smells really bad. And I've just installed my Thunderstorm air purifier, the Eden Pure that I've started talking about. You know, the new air purifier doesn't have any filters to replace, removes all the toughest odors, and it's gone right to town to remove the fish odor from my kitchen.
That's great.
And it does a lot of other things, too. It destroys deadly viruses and bacteria that are in the air, stops allergies before they start. Boy, can I use that, and so can you, Jay. Kills mold, mildew, and fungus. This thing really is the top gun, if you will, when it comes to getting rid of the bad stuff. So, my suggestion for those of you who want to keep the air clean all over your house is to go to EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code DUG3, and you'll save $200 on the Thunderstorm air purifier. That's right. Under $200, shipping free, DUG3 at EdenPureDeals.com. 48 after the hour.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Signature said confidential. If you received this in error, please delete.
That's so you. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat.
When are we setting sail, Captain?
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Oh, and no, you did not receive this message in error.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry crack skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
It's 53 past the hour now on the August 22nd version of the Doug Steffen Good Day program to satisfy those who are looking for more information. Farm Food and Family Time has arrived. Today is World Plant Milk Day. What?
Yeah, what? Yeah.
There's no such thing as plant milk. So how can there be a plant milk day? Come on. Plant milk. Give me a break. Plant water. Plant gunk. Plant anyway, so if you
you know I was laughing so hard when I was reading this.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I enjoyed sending the story to you a little bit too much.
Sure. Okay. So you've made your point. Thanks very much. Anyway, go get some real milk. Find a real cow and get some real milk. Wendy's has removed lettuce from their sandwiches as a precautionary measure. Here we go. This week's first E. coli outbreak, and it's happening at Wendy's and Wendy's near you.
It's always humane.
So where are they getting? They can't possibly all be getting their lettuce from the same place. Please. I've always thought it was ridiculous. And this goes back to my days in high school when I was working at a Friendly's, when they would bring in tomatoes from some, you know, big tomato supplier instead of buying tomatoes from local farms. What's the matter with you people? Get lettuce from the local farmers. Get tomatoes from the local farmers. It'll taste much better. When you look at one of those hothouse tomatoes that they bring in, they put in, it's like that's the same as the business with the so-called plant milk. You're eating cardboard. There's no value to it. It's just there, occupying space in your hamburger.
Now, Doug, I have always been wondering about this. Why, in terms of lettuce and E. coli, why is it always romaine significant? Specifically.
Because that's the easiest for the stuff to live in. It's the leaves of the lettuce, the easiest for them. The easiest for them to live because it's the hardest to clean. Does that make sense?
Okay.
It's the hardest to clean the leaves of the lettuce. So
you don't really hear about it from iceberg unless it's the pre-cut mix bag.
Right.
It's normally the whole head of iceberg. You typically don't hear about it with that.
Yeah. So 29 people have been infected at Wendy's around the country, mostly, and there's nobody who's died of it yet, but Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, That's where most of this problem has occurred. And I'm guessing they have one central supply point, and that's, you know, those states all touch each other. I'm going to bet it's Ohio, and that they put the lettuce and tomatoes and stuff into Michigan and Pennsylvania. So if you go to a Wendy's, tell them not to put lettuce and tomato on your hamburger. I guess that's the way out of that, right? Especially if you're in the Midwest. Okay, so in a moment, we're going to talk about what the drought is doing to early apples. That's up next.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming that ouchie wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Okay, so the drought that we've been experiencing here, we're just talking about it in China and elsewhere around the world, it's everywhere, Europe, apple picking that you may like in the fall may be curtailed somewhat. I had the first apples for sale. I found some apples at a local orchard, and they actually were quite good. I, of course, taste test all of the things that I sell farmer's market.
Delicious.
I love that. I have an apple a day. Literally every single day of my life, I have an apple. And I've been looking forward to the freshness. Usually about this time in August, to get the first ones in. Orchards have been opening for the season, but because of the drought, things have been short-changed. Belle Plaine, Minnesota. Crumbie's Orchard and Farm there, not opening until next week. So they're a week or two later, depending on where you are in the country. Around here, yeah, about the same. But you can still go, you'll look forward to picking apples and just be a little later in the season. That's that story. It's 59 after the hour, Farm, Food, and Family on the Good Day program.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.